Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track, and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
A fortnight ago, we covered the crowning of Mr. Australasia Bear 2018, Dale, from Harbour City Bears in Sydney. And with it saw the end of the previous title holder's reign. Moro Ji from New Zealand stepped down as a title holder. Originally born in China before emigrating to New Zealand, Moro represented a diverse image of what it means to be a bear and shared a narrative that we don't always see and don't always allow enough room for the voices of in our communities. Once he'd finished his title year, Moro sat down with The Informer's Tom Morgan and had a chat about the privileges and perils of being in the spotlight and spreading some panda love on what it means to be an Asian man in our bear communities.
Hi guys, it's Moro Ji here. I'm from New Zealand. I am the former Mr. Bear Australasia. I'm very, very happy to be here today.
Why did you decide to run for Mr. Australasia Bear?
It was a good opportunity in New Zealand because back to 2015, we got Mr. Gay New Zealand. He's Asian. And then one of my friends has asked me if I want to participate the competition, which is Mr. Bear New Zealand. And I got in and then just luckily got to the end. And then they sent me to Australia and then I got a title as well. For me, bears is for people who truly believe who they are and truly after a long year, I have so many new ideas about what is bear. Because for me, bear is no longer just the look, the shape. And it's more about what you think and the way you live and the way you socialize. Yeah.
Now, what is your heritage?
So I'm originally from China. I was born in China and raised in China.
There is a perception that the bear community is predominantly or almost exclusively white. How has your experience of that been?
Yeah, of course, the majority in this community is white because bears is considered quite a new thing in Asia. We don't really separate ourselves to an individual group in China in general. Our friends don't really say we are bears. We just say we are, like, in general, we are, yeah. Bears just are one of the groups because, you know, like, in the LGBT big family, we do have different tribes.
Here in Victoria, we had a bit of an interesting thing where there was maybe a bit of clickiness, a bit of, you know, image-focused identity around the community, and a few people were feeling sort of closed off or alienated and things. And they've, you know, they've dealt with that. That's changed now. And what I'm seeing is a wonderful re-engagement with such a more varied group of people. Have you found that there is a broad range of guys who are reaching out to you and interacting with you in the bear spaces?
First, about the community, I was actually a big surprised. I think it was early this year when I heard things were changing. Yeah, I was a bit surprised, but I do understand because some people do need to move on. And yes, absolutely. Thanks to the title, I got a chance to talk to so many people who may never sort of wanted to talk to me because, I do have that feeling. So because of the title, I got a chance to talk to people and introduce myself and also introduce them the culture, my background, and also it's pretty much everything. It's really good to sort of let them know.
And so now winning the title has given you a platform to engage with the community on an international level.
It is truly a whole new level for me. I never thought I can actually reach people outside Asia or Australia or New Zealand. But now I have people who talk to me from Europe, from so many countries. It's just been amazing. Apparently Thailand started doing Mr. Bear this year. And they just finished their very first Mr. Bear Thailand. And they contacted me and had my photo on their entire competition. And I was so proud.
Being in the spotlight isn't necessarily always positive. Sometimes, you know, having that attention. Have you experienced any sort of negativity or any strong reactions during your year as Mr. Australasia Bear?
Yes, I do see the positive, but meantime, yes, that there were some tough times as well. I got a few people actually messaged me and just told me I wasn't supposed to get the title, sort of. But in general, I think it was just because they don't know me yet. Like, they haven't met any guys like me from Asia or has this Asian background.
Did it seem to be mainly about race, the reason they were reacting?
To be honest, race was definitely part of them. It was interesting last year when I went to Sydney, when there was one of the contestants for the Harbour City Bear. They were asking, what do you think of racism in the community? And the guy on the stage was saying there was no racism in this community. And I was a bit surprised, but I just say, oh, that's for me personally, I think, yeah, that's what you think, that's fine. If you don't think we have racism in the community, that's fine. But in the meantime, I got so many people actually turn around, look at me, and they even say sorry to me. And I just feel I know people actually looking after me and protecting me in this community. And they respect the Asian group.
Now, and I hope you don't mind the question, but we sometimes see in the community Asian bears getting referred to as pandas. Do you think that's an offensive term or is it an endearing?
Totally not offensive. I found that's really cute, actually, because we're being called pandas, and we also have other bears as well. It's like, we got polar bears. So
I think people have an ideal that there's no racism, but I know from my experience with Asian friends that they, whether it's actual or just perceived, they don't necessarily feel that they're as included or as legitimate or as automatically expected to be part of things, that they have to fight harder to...
Yeah. There's, I would say I'm pretty used to it, because for me, moving to a Western country is already a big move, because I know I'm going to dealing with people who is not going to look the same as me. That's like already the first step I have to deal with. And also language and culture background. So just turn around, like, how would I accept a white guy if this white guy moving to my town in Asia? How would I react?
So now that you have finished your year as title holder, are there other things you'd like to do in the bear community?
Since last year, I actually got a few plans. Ever since I won the title, I got a few plans actually on the way. First, I'm still working on a documentary type photo album to sort of record bears from different states and also in New Zealand. And also, I try to work more with the group in New Zealand. I try to sort of to be the ambassador, invite more guys from Australia and welcome them to New Zealand to visit our beautiful, beautiful town and going to our Bear Week, because we have our Bear Week every February.
And so you don't need a break from it all? You're not over the spotlight?
No, our spotlight's never the thing I'll get tired of.
How do you think things can be improved in the community? What sort of changes would you like to see?
For me, because we have one competition each year, so you can actually have different type of guys to represent the community each year. For me, like in 2017, I was the person to represent diversity and represent the small group in this big family. This year, let's say we had these six guys. They are amazing. They completely represent different tribes. The word tribe was actually from the contestant from Victoria, Freddie. When he won Mr. Big Bear, he posted on his Facebook said that he was so proud to represent his tribe. And I took that word as, yes, that's exactly the word, the tribe. In bear community, you have different tribes, and Freddie is representing his ones. So for me, no one can be the 100% perfect person to represent the entire community. So it might just bring up another focus in 2018.
Is there any message that you have for people who maybe don't feel like they're a part of things, or, you know, that they can't engage?
My message to them is definitely try to be yourself. And if you don't feel confident, that's fine, because you should know, like, there are so many guys out there. They probably don't have 100% confidence in themselves as well. But all you need to do is try to talk to someone first. Like, one step in and you'll find out how beautiful this entire community is, especially from myself, because I never thought I would have this great chance to meet so many beautiful people in the family, and now I did. So if I can do it, I believe any of you can do it too.
That was Tom Morgan speaking to Mauro Ji, Mr. Australasia Bear 2017, about the privileges and perils of being in the spotlight and spreading some panda love on what it means to be an Asian man in our bear communities.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.